And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From
News
my
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yes, I know it's not till Friday, but it is Halloween week right here in Pensacola and all around the world. And I couldn't help it. I haven't heard that song in a long time and thought it'd be fun to get you started and thinking about getting ready. If you haven't gotten all your candy and your treats yet, now is the time to get to the store because it is flying off the shelves. I read a funny article. I saw a thing on Facebook over the weekend that apparently the statistics are that a family will go through 3 bags of candy before we even get to Halloween night. So if that's the case for you, you're not alone. Don't feel too guilty. But it is such a fun, Halloween is such a fun event. And for me, the Halloween celebration, I'm kind of a wimp if you want to know the truth, because I love cute Halloween. I love seeing the little trick-or-treaters in their little costumes. I love seeing dogs all dressed up in their little costumes. But when it comes to the scary stuff and scary movies and horror movies and blood and all the scare that, and I don't care for skeletons particularly either. In fact, this past weekend, I was driving across the 3-mile bridge and there's this big white truck and it has this gigantic skeleton in it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've seen it. Several people have texted me after I mentioned it to them and apparently has been driving up and down on the 3-mile bridge. But this thing is huge. And at night, the eyes light up. So when you see it, it's in the pickup, it's in the back of the truck, and the head of this skeleton is almost bigger than the cab. I mean, this thing is humongous, and it's really scary. So I almost drove off the road when I came up on it, so just be prepared. There's a truck out there with a giant skeleton in it. And the reason I am chatting away this Monday morning is normally this time would be for our friends with NAS Pensacola, and unfortunately, they are not able to come in. As you know, we are in a government shutdown, so they weren't able to join me this morning. But I did want to remind you all that one of the things that has been just amazing to watch over the weekend, I was sitting here saying a prayer of gratitude this morning that thank goodness the hurricane's not coming our way. We've been so, knock on wood, so blessed this hurricane season. But I was just catching the news on the way in, and I think they were mentioning that it was on its way to Jamaica making landfall. 160 mile per hour winds. They're anticipating 30 inches of rain. It's a Category 5 storm. That's just devastating. So I just, want to request prayers for all those in Jamaica and obviously in Cuba and the other outlying islands in that area. They're going to need our help when all of this is said and done. And one of the things that we've had over the weekend, which I thought was pretty incredible, was NAS Pensacola has opened their arms to the folks in NAS Guatemala. And so they brought in between 800 and 1,000 people, I understand, over the weekend who are sheltering here, and also that they have a lot of pets. So I've seen 2 conflicting reports this morning on Facebook, but my understanding is that over the weekend, they put it out that there's going to be about 300 dogs and cats coming in as well. So the American Legion Post 240 offered to collect dog food and blankets and dog beds and things like that for the animals, and apparently had such an overwhelming response that yesterday I saw that they had put a pause on it. So initially, the time that they had scheduled for drop-offs was going to be today from 11 to 1 at the Gulf Beach Highway, American Legion Post 240. So I'm not sure if they're still paused or not, but if you yesterday went shopping and picked up some dog and cat food and that kind of thing, if you wanted to drive by there, see if they're still accepting donations. And then if they're not, I am sure and certain that a lot of the shelters that participate in Frisky Friday here on the News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk on Friday mornings, we have the Pensacola Humane Society, we have the Escambia County Animal Shelter, Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, the Great Dane Rescue, we have Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. They would certainly all be willing to accept cat and dog food donations. So if it turns out that they're not accepting them anymore over at Post 240, you could always drop them off there. But back to Halloween. So I was thinking a lot about it, and there's so much happening this weekend in addition to Halloween. So Halloween, it's really fun to me when Halloween falls on a Friday night, because when it falls on a Monday night, it's kind of a drag because you really have to go work the next day. But this year, it's on a Friday night, so I know that there are going to be a lot of Halloween parties, probably a lot of trick-or-treaters out there. And so if you get a chance to have a little something for the kids, definitely put the lights on your porch, kind of have something out there to let them know that your house is trick-or-treat friendly. That's always really, really helpful. But I was laughing because I have so many thoughts about when I was growing up. I mean, it seemed like the whole town would shut down and everybody would trick-or-treat. And sadly, it's not quite the same now. If you go online and you just Google trunk-or-treat in Pensacola, there's several churches and other organizations that are doing the trunk-or-treat thing where it's safe. It's in a parking lot and the kids can go from car to car. But the tradition of Halloween is kind of interesting. I was looking that up just for fun, and it's All Hallows Eve is the actual tradition at the beginning of Halloween, because on November 1st, which happens to be my sister's birthday, is All Saints Day. And so it's a combination now of a lot of different traditions and history, generating a lot of it from Ireland and Scotland and England, where they had the Celtic tradition, Samhain, they call it, which was honoring the saints on All Saints Day. So traditionally, in the beginning, very early days of Halloween, because Halloween is All Hallows Eve, and the early tradition, from my understanding, was that you would come to the door, and you would actually sing for the saints. You would sing for a soul cake. And it was to sing in honor of the dead, and you would sing for a specific person, and then you would get a treat for doing that. Now, this, of course, is, I don't know if that's hundreds of years ago or thousands of years ago, and it eventually evolved into the trick-or-treat. And then the other little trivia I found was, I've never really given the phrase trick-or-treat much thought. I mean, I've just always gotten the treats. But apparently, the idea was to save the homeowner from a trick. So you're supposed to have a trick in your pocket. If they don't give you a treat, then they're supposed to be putting some kind of a trick on that person. Maybe, I don't know if that's a trick or a curse or a spell, but there's a lot of traditions that are all bundled up into this one event. And so now that it's been Americanized and it's been such a tradition growing up, and it's going to be something you'll be seeing things all week long. But for me, I'm all into the costumes, seeing how the cute ideas. There was some fun facts that I actually found also online that I'll share with you real quick here, if I can find my little notes, about Halloween and all the different traditions that we have surrounding it. So let me see here. Okay, so this is interesting. They have the pumpkin contest, right? And I found out that this was wild. I do watch CBS Sunday Morning, and they always have interesting stories. And so they were sharing some fun facts of Halloween by the numbers. So are you ready for this? So I'm pretty good about getting a pumpkin and carving it. And my pumpkin, the pumpkin may weigh, 2 or 3 pounds, 4 or 5 pounds. You know, that's kind of a big one. However, the world's heaviest known pumpkin this year came from England, weighed in at 2,819.30 pounds, 2,800 pound pumpkin. In the heaviest U.S. pumpkin was 2,741.5 pounds. Whew, that's crazy. I don't even know what to say about that. The other thing that would probably be not a big surprise is that Reese's peanut butter cups are the top selling candy, so stock up on those this week. And more than 35 million pounds of candy corn are produced each year. That totals to approximately 9 billion pieces of candy corn. Okay, and just in case you were wondering, the total spending on candy this year is expected to reach, are you ready, $3.9 billion this year. The total Halloween spending overall, including costumes, treats, candy, etc., $13.1 billion. Whew. Okay. Well, it used to be a very simple little tradition that has turned into quite the extravaganza. So get ready, because this whole week is going to be Halloween week. So have fun, dress up, get your candy, and enjoy. I'll be back with Pep Talk in just a couple of minutes. If you've got a comment about Halloween, 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you have some thoughts about Halloween and getting ready for it this Friday night, feel free to text in a question or comment at 850-437-1620. So I was sharing a little bit about the history of Halloween, very generally speaking, but also just thinking about how Halloween has changed over the years and the costumes and that kind of thing. And of course, I'm going to age myself out here, but I grew up in the era of very traditional costumes. You have a witch. You were either a witch or a goblin, or it was all very a pumpkin. I mean, I can think back on some of a ghost. You know, those are the kinds of things we did. But now it's gotten pretty sophisticated. So I thought it'd be fun to kind of look up and see what are the kids dressing up right now this year for 2025. What are the most popular Halloween outfits and costumes? And so I thought it was kind of interesting because certainly this is something that I don't know a whole lot about, but I know the kids today love it. K-pop is one of the big, most popular costumes, any of the K-pop folks. Lilo and Stitch, if you go back to any of the Disney animated movies, dressing up like those. And this is the little kid stuff that I'm looking at. Of course, you have Wicked. So you have the Wicked Witch from Wicked, and also Glinda, the Good Witch. And so you have those various costumes from there. Some of the other costumes, the K-pop, of course, Demon Hunters. That's what I was looking for, the Demon Hunters costumes. And then the traditional one that's still popular, Superman. He's still popular, especially for boys and girls now, with the big blue tights, little red slippers, and the cape. So we also have, this is kind of interesting, Jurassic Park, dressing up like the Jurassic Park zoo owners. Sesame Street characters, any and all of the above. Race car driver, that's another idea for you. Storybook characters are very popular. Disney princesses, any superhero, of course. I mentioned Superman, but there's also Spider-Man. And it goes on and on. I mean, you can be as creative as you want, but it hasn't changed too much for the little kids. In terms of adults, though, the adult costumes, just so you know, are not in the cute genre. It says here that the ongoing right now costumes are very dark, very scary, pretty much the goth look. You know, it's getting into the looking very mysterious, sexy, all that good stuff. So the adults are on a whole different level than the kids this year. But I think that's probably true just about every year. So anyway, if you're getting ready, now's the time to get you those costumes, because I promise you before the end of the week, they're going to have all the Christmas decorations out there, right? So I saw them putting up in one of the stores. Said, no, I'm not ready. Not yet. If you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow night, we're going to have Out at Bands on the Beach. Is still continuing through the end of the month. And tomorrow night, I'm trying to see who they're going to have. The Modern Eldorados. If you haven't seen this group, they are so much fun to sing along with and dance with. And they'll be out there at the Casino Beach Pavilion tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So you can have fun. And I wouldn't be surprised if a few people don't show up to this one dressed up in costumes. I suspect we'll see a lot of costumes all week long. So if you get a chance to head out there, that'll be happening. And then very exciting this week, y'all, in addition to Halloween on Friday night, starting on Thursday night, we have the beginning of the Foo Foo Festival. This is so exciting. The Foo Foo Festival started about, 12 years ago now, was originated to try to bring in from the Arts and Culture division of the TDC, was to try to get folks to come into our area in the shoulder season, which is kind of laughable now, as you all know, that the shoulder season almost doesn't exist anymore. However, the Foo Foo Festival has grown every year, and it's just a fabulous opportunity to take advantage of all the various opportunities that we have and organizations that we have here in this area. So the FUFU Festival officially will be kicking off on Thursday, October 30th, and it runs all the way through November 10th. So you can go to their website, which is FUFU Fest. Let me just make sure I give you all the right one. FUFUFest.com, and you can get all the different activities. So kicking off will be the event called Afterburn. And the theme this year is the Afterburn done by the Friends of Downtown Pensacola. I'm not quite sure what it is, but it is going to be over on Intendencia Street, apparently an homage to the Blue Angels and art. And I've asked a couple people, what is this? They said, well, you'll just have to come out and see it. So that's going to be something that kicks off on Thursday. They're having a pre-party on Wednesday that's open to the public. And then I believe on Friday, some of the things that are happening. Somebody to Love at the Pensacola Little Theater. These are all, if you don't know how FUFU Festival works, it's not like one big festival like the Gulf Coast Arts Festival, but it's all over town at all various locations and different arts organizations and different groups. So, for example, every day, every night, there's something happening. So the Pensacola Little Theater, and then I should clarify that each of these events have received grants from the FUFU Festival to actually produce these shows or these events that normally these organizations might not be able to afford. So, for example, the Pensacola Theater is going to be doing a show called Somebody to Love. It's an original production, and it's kind of based on Midsummer Night's Dream. But the cool thing, it's not on a stage. It's going to be in the entire cultural center, and it's interactive. So you'll definitely want to check that one out. Rock the Runway with the Pensacola Opera is coming up. Vivaldi's The Four Seasons with the Pensacola Symphony. That's going to be fantastic. There's a thing called Wandering Without Purpose at Pensacola State College. I'm not quite sure what that is. But if you get a chance, check it out because there'll be something happening all over. One of my favorite organizations, and I'm going to have them on this Friday to talk about it, Penn Arts. Penn Arts is going to be bringing in a special production called The Luck, bringing some outside artists in. We have the Night Moves Music Festival, Jazz for Justice. And then we have the Japan American Society is doing Hizashi Con. And we have the Hallowzine Festival, which is a punk project. Oh, my God. So much going on. So check all of this out at FUFUFest.com as you're getting ready for Halloween this weekend and to celebrate. There's just so much happening. You can't be bored. We'll be right back with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Getting in the spirit of Halloween. You'll hear about it all week long. And getting in the spirit for the FUFU Festival, which kicks off this Thursday. So we are going to have a couple programs this week on Pep Talk. I have the FUFU Fest folks coming in on Thursday, I believe. And then again, I have the folks from Penn Arts coming in on Friday to talk about their show. And if you're panicking now, because guess what? You got to have that costume ready by Friday. There's lots of possibilities. There's several costume shops here in Pensacola. There's always the quick run to one of the big box stores and get the boxed costume. But there's also some really easy things you can do. I did get a text from one of our listeners that said the issue with the K-pop demon hunters is that most of the costumes won't get to you until after Halloween. The movie came out too late for manufacturing. It's very popular. She says, I hope my daughter's outfit gets here soon. Her purple wig is supposed to come in today. So I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. That's the problem sometimes with ordering things online. But you know what? I can give you a couple of great costume ideas if you want. You can always go as a mop. So hear me out. If you take one of those old mops, and this was something that a friend of mine did one year and took the part of the mop that's floppy, cut that off and put it on her head, then took the stick part and just basically put some makeup on and carried the stick and then walked around as a mop. So that's probably one of the lamest costumes I've ever seen, so I'm not recommending that one. However, if you're really stuck and you really don't know what to do, the easiest costume ever made for Halloween, you got it, a ghost. All you got to do is get a sheet, cut a couple of holes in it, and you're good to go. So Halloween is supposed to be a lot of fun, and hopefully your kids will have a good time. And as an adult, I got to keep finding those things that keep me young in spirit. So I'm going to try to do my best to support Halloween this year. I got my candy ready, got my door decorated, I got some lights up, I have a pumpkin out front by my door, just to let the kids know that my house is a safe house to come to. So hopefully If you're a ghost, if you're a witch, if you're a warlock or a goblin, you're going to have a good time this Halloween. And we'll be talking about it more, of course, this week. All right, coming up next, we've got Malcolm Ballinger coming in from Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, so don't go away. And again, if you have any thoughts about Halloween or if you have good costume ideas, I'd love to hear them. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you again as soon as we get through the news. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.